We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The morning news rolls on. Adam Carter filling in on this Tuesday. Last night, all major candidates, Republican candidates for governor in one place. Also there, our own Blois Olson, who joins us on the morning take. Good morning, Blois. Tell me about that event last night. What stood out to you? You made the drive down there, correct?
Yeah, I went down to Marshall, Minnesota. It was the first time side-by-side you had Jensen, Benson, and Gazelka all give their stump speeches.
I have all their albums, by the way.
Should we just call them a band?
Jensen,
for the next
Benson,
year?
Gazelka.
Jensen,
yes.
Benson, and Gazelka. So, it's about 100 people at a local Republican event in Lyon County. And, it was interesting to see, I'd seen Scott Jensen several times. But I would say that there was a lot of kind of thoughtfulness about who was electable and who had the experience to kind of navigate the negotiations as the governor. But overall, the mood was very optimistic. They said that crowds at parades this year were more energetic towards Republicans. And Paul Gazelka really had a strong case against Tim Walz that was... It was about the pandemic, but it was really about public safety and schools. And then I would say Michelle Benson, it was the first time I'd seen her stump speech. Hers is really about their, Minnesota's been pretty good, but it's the federal government that, she criticized for kind of messing up Minnesota's good things. So it's way too early to look at these things, but for our listeners, for the newsletter readers, it's never too early for a few nuggets in a governor's race, because governor's races in Minnesota never seem to end or be without their fair share of drama. So might as well start the book early.
Would you say that all three, at least the three that you've mentioned, the ire was directed towards governor? Any criticisms of each other at that point, or are they starting to go after the fellow candidates, or is it still pretty much going after the governor right now?
It was largely after the governor. Scott Jensen did say that had he been Senate Majority Leader, he would have shut down government and not had a budget this year, which is obviously a little poke at Senator Gazelka. That's not the first time he's done that. He's poked at Gazelka on Twitter a couple times. So I think that that's where, the early dynamics could be Gazelka and Jensen kind of trading barbs back and forth when Michelle Benson kind of stands in the middle of them and says, the real target here is Tim Walz. But again, way too early to tell.
Judge Jamie Anderson hearing the arguments yesterday in a closed door hearing about the budget language that was approved last week in an emergency meeting by the city council. You feel that decision likely coming today, you think?
Well, she said she'd rule as soon as she could. I thought it might come yesterday, but I would guess today. I mean, we have this whole issue with ballots are printed. What are we going to do about ballots? I think they could get other ballots out, but today's the 14th and voting starts on Friday, the 17th. So keep those presses warmed up, because if they print new ballots, they're going to have to come fast and furious this week.
I was thinking about that last night, and that's why at 8:20 this morning, Casey Carl, who's the director of elections for the city of Minneapolis, elections manager, And that's exactly what I want to ask is let's say a change is made. How soon can they reprint ballots? That's a factor.
Good get. I'll be listening to Casey.
Quickly, Blois. I see the headline in the paper. The leading fundraiser, at least challenge. There's a lot of challengers to Mayor Jacob Fry, but the one who's raised the most money isn't included in tomorrow's debate. What can you tell us about that? What do you know about that?
I don't know a lot about why, but every debate has their kind of guidelines that they set out on why they put people in debates. In this race, I think there haven't been any public polls, so it's tough to see, even if he's raised the most money of a challenger, where he stands. And we were thinking about trying to do a CCO debate, and he was definitely on the list to include. So I'm guessing he may be included in other debates, and who knows, he may get included at the last minute. But we'll watch that closely, because in ranked choice voting, you could argue that everybody should be in a debate, which is a moderator's nightmare.
Oh, my gosh. I can't imagine. But yeah, that would be extremely difficult. Also, a quick update on
I just wanted to state it publicly.
Yeah. Hardee's, do you coming back? You try to hit a Hardee's, and they can't staff it down there? What's going on?
Yeah, labor shortage is real in Marshall, Minnesota, too. The Hardee's closed early. When I got to the drive-thru, she said, we had to close early. We don't have enough staff. So I headed down the street. There was a Taco John's and a Taco Bell right next to each other. And, of course, you have to pick the Taco John's for the potato olays.
No. Taco Bell's much, much better than Taco John's. Taco John's only if it's the only option. You chose poorly.
No.
Oh, no.
Your South St. Paul palate is just not sophisticated enough.
All right. Enough. I've had enough, Blois. Thank you, sir. Get some sleep, and we'll hear you later.
Sounds good.
That's Blois Olson. It's the Morning Take. By the way, that was A.J. Awad, who is the candidate who has raised the most money, but won't be part of the DFL debate tomorrow. Strange.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.